Mr. Chair, distinguished representatives, the University of London welcomes your clear statement, Mr. Chair, in your letter to States Parties dated 5th of September, that this MSP has a shared objective of strengthening the BWC. In order to strengthen it, between now and the 9th Review Conference, the first requirement is to agree a more effective structure for the intersessional process and to ensure that its open-ended working groups and the ISU are securely funded, as outlined in the joint NGO statement, which we fully endorse. We urge all States Parties to combine their efforts to achieve agreement on a substantive work programme and then to launch it with a renewed sense of purpose. There are, moreover, parts of the Convention which hold latent potential, not yet fully realised. In particular, Article 5 contains possibilities for strengthening the BWC which deserve fuller exploration. Cooperation and consultation going beyond the CBMs alone could do much to promote confidence in the Convention. These possibilities need not be limited to just the one procedure identified in 1980, which gave rise to the consultative meeting elaborated by the second and third review conferences. Other procedures and approaches to problem solving could be developed, which would fit equally well within the framework of Article 5. In order to exploit the full value of its versatile provisions, we encourage States Parties to undertake a fresh and thorough study of Article 5 alongside the work of the open-ended working groups. Recent peer review and compliance assessment exercises undertaken by an increasing number of States Parties are very encouraged in this regard. They promote transparency and build confidence between States Parties, and they demonstrate and provide reassurance on implementation. Other approaches also exist. Over the last year, for example, King's College London was invited to visit a set of high containment laboratories in Portugal, as well as the Razi Vaccine Institute in Iran. These occasions promote and encourage transparency in more interactive ways than through annual CBM submissions, and form welcome additions to CBM submissions and to peer review and compliance assessment exercises. Trust and transparency in biodefence form significant research interests for King's College London, and we welcome opportunities to partner with states as we develop research projects in this area going forward. Another significant research interest is the historical context of the origins of the BWC. The four-year University College London project to provide a deeper and richer historical analysis of the context and conception of the BWC has recently been completed. More details about this project are available online. Mr. Chair, distinguished representatives, we thank you for your attention.
I thank